Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jason's here. He's on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. We're talking the shooting, obviously, Jason. We're getting a lot of feedback. We raised it this way. As you look back right now, and there are so many questions still to be answered, what is your number one question that you would like answered today, if it's possible? So I'll give you while you're thinking about it, I'll give you, I said these reports of waiting and the video of the parents screaming and yelling and trying to understand when the policy has been post-Columbine, you have to get in as quickly as you can. Adam, another excellent point. How is it possible that you can have an 18-year-old who can have this tactical gear and have this weaponry to potentially out-weapon the police? Why do we need to make that available where rifle bought in the 17th, rifle bought in the 20th, 375 rounds, AR-15. So those were two of the ones we raised.
Yeah, I mean, I'm very, you know, obviously there are concerns, and it's easy to look at and say, why didn't the police go in? Like, that is, to me, that's the story of today. That's the question I definitely want answer to. The bigger question is the question you raise of when you look at an 18-year-old, when you look at anyone, you know, I've struggled with this question myself. You know, in the effort to protect the Second Amendment, which I understand and support, it's become this slippery slope argument where it's, if we do something, well, then next they're going to come to your house and come for your guns. And life is always about balance, right? Like, is it worth it? And I think, I think that's, if you're an, if you are someone who has fought to stop any change to law, you know, do you look at those faces and say it's worth it? I think it's tough. It's tough. I think if there were some consensus as to, like, you know, this reminds me of every conversation we have about something that's hard from a legislative standpoint, because you can have a conversation about this specific incident. So this is what we're going to hear over the next couple of weeks. Well, that changed the law, really wouldn't have stopped this kid. He had nothing that would have come up in a mental health check. He passed two background checks. And sort of the major legislative things where there's kind of overall agreement, I guess, or more consensus on, wouldn't have stopped this particular incident. My thing about that, that I always think about is why not have a 30-day waiting period? You can, you know, without getting into, because, you know, if you start saying, like, well, we're going to have an assault weapons ban or this is this case, you can get into very specific debates that I'm not qualified to get in, you know. But you need your gun today. Can't you wait 30 days? Because that gives 30 days for somebody in your life to be like, wait a minute. Why are you buying all this ammo? Or so it gives you some time to find something out. It gives someone who might be thinking about killing their girlfriend or boyfriend or whatever, gives them time. I just wonder if there's any room to have time injected into this purchase. That doesn't take
Jason
away anyone's
Drush
right,
is with us.
It?
Yeah, no, it's fair. I want to bring Carter into the point to remind Jason and the audience that the fine folks with Loaves and Fishes, just a great organization, brings you Jason on a regular basis. Adam, the Constitution was ratified in the 1780s by individuals who were heroic and brilliant, and we thank them for what they did. They're not flawless. They're not perfect. They're whole. They were slave owners. Okay, they wrote a document with setting the foundation for blacks as 3/5 of human beings and women not allowed to vote. And so to tell me that in the 1780s that any amendment cannot be refined, adjusted, and looked at in 2022 is utter bleeping nonsense. So you've made the point many times about other things in life that are so that seemingly take so long to get a process, to get it done, compared to how quickly you can get
yeah,
it done.
Right.
If it's not 30 days, because then I think there'd be people that would turn upside down. What is a more real – and by the way, I wouldn't have a problem with it, but I maybe would when I think about if someone is really threatened and does everything right, should they have to wait a month? And maybe we're just quibbling.
Yeah. Maybe the process needs to go the other way. If you have to apply and prove for a reason why you would need it more quickly.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's completely fair to me if you're going to buy a gun that they can able to look at you and your situation. Just like if I go to apply, if I apply for a mortgage or even a car, they look into my financial history. If I'm buying a weapon, I would think they can look into my personal history before I do that.
And we don't do enough. We just don't. And so, Jason, we've already brought it up again, but I know the texts are going to come in. Well, guess what? Jason DeRusha and Adam Carter and Dan Cook want to buy this weapon, and we make it 30 days. You're going to make it more cumbersome for these three individuals who are law-abiding citizen compared to with the proliferation of weapons. We are a gun-crazed country. Let's just admit it. It's a gun-crazed country that the bad guys have an unlimited appetite and access to these weapons. How does it balance it out?
Yeah. I mean, it's true, right? But do we have to solve all of the problems in one shot?
We don't.
No. So let's solve some. Let's solve some.
Start it.
I mean, honestly, and certainly this is an unthinkable tragedy. But I think about like how many suicides could be prevented if we stuck a waiting period in there, I believe suicide is still the number one death by gun. And that's a handgun situation generally. So it's hard. Like, people want to have the big picture debate. Someone was engaging with me on Twitter yesterday and saying, I did a story, 9 years ago, 10 years ago, where the FBI data said that a murder by rifle, it doesn't break it off into assault weapon or not, is 1-2% of all murders. And he characterized it as only. And I said, only 1-2%? If you could wipe out 1-2%,
right,
even 0.5% of murders, that's pretty good. That's a lot of lives. Like, I think we allow this debate to go into the, well, it wouldn't solve this, or, well, it wouldn't solve that. No, it probably wouldn't. But what we're doing currently, and I don't know that gun legislation is the only solution, but we're not going to solve all the things. If you could save 10% in a way that doesn't majorly obstruct anyone else's right, I don't see what the sacrifice is here, But it's a slippery slope argument that we allow to happen, and then you say, like, well, if it starts with this, then it's going to go to that. You're like, well, then change the law. If it gets out of control, change it again. Yes, figure it out.
That's one of my biggest points. We're going to get in that 35 is we can try things, and guess what? You can tinker. You can adjust, but what we do is nothing. Among the texts coming in, Chad Hartman, Dan Cook, Jason DeRussia, and Adam Carter here on News Talk 830 WCCO. I own many handguns and an ARA, and an assault rifle, excuse me, and have a permit to carry. I have no problem with a 30-day waiting period. Assault rifles were not around when the Constitution was written. The guns in the 1780s were a single-shot rifle or a handgun. They had muskets. Let's keep their guns. They can keep them. Just ban the ammunition for those assault rifles. That's the point, too, we've made, Jason. It's just the magazine capacity of these weapons is frightening.
And yes.
Individuals' ability to not only buy the weapons, but as these magazine capacities have increased. Again, explain to me why you need that.
And, you know, I mean, there are all sorts of solutions for the sports people out there, right? You could allow people to buy things and have it locked up at a range where you could check it out. I mean, there are options, you know. And definitely, like, bad people are going to figure out a way around laws. That is true of every law on the books. We don't say don't put a stop sign at this intersection because someone might run it anyway. But that's what we do with the gun debate. Well, the bad guys will, you know, well, yes. Yes, they will. Yeah, we still need police to go get the bad guys. We still need investigations to look for illegal guns. But if you could stop a percentage of people from this sort of thing, well, then you saved a lot of lives, you know?
So Adam and I are still loyal to Channel 4. You've quit on Channel 4.
That's right. Correct.
Adam and
Special
I love the Masters.
Not completely quit.
Yeah. I don't know. Ricardo, we're going to have to investigate that special correspondent.
Special projects, quote unquote.
Yeah, we did. So the Masters has been accused of dubbing in, Adam. You know this well.
That's right.
Birds and other sounds.
Sounds like a CBS thing here.
Are these birds in the background? Is this real or is this
part of
an aviary? Is this a clue to your new job?
Well, the good
news
is...
You're at an arboretum of some sort?
As soon as WCCO-TV takes this phone back, I'll lose the audio enhancement.
That's right.
So it's a standard issue CBS phone, and that's kind of how... No, I...
You have to answer, but you have to answer saying, hello, friends.
As you may or may not know, one of my kind of post, and I'm just sort of warming up for it, my post-CCO time is a career as a kind of a lawn and grass seed influencer.
Oh.
Very lucrative. Very lucrative.
I could use it.
There's so much. Do you know how much money there is in seed? Unreal. The seed influencer
Adam
money.
That better. Adam knows that better than any of us. It's a different seed, though. I'll just leave it there.
Yeah.
We have to go. Enjoy the daytime, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you.
Mr. DeRussia back on the show always on Thursdays, 12:35. Thanks again to a great organization, Loaves and Fishes, for bringing you Jason. Okay, so we have a couple guests planned for early next hour, but we understand a press conference scheduled to start around 1. Now, maybe this will be a press conference that starts right at 1:30, whenever it might be. So we're going to try to carry that press conference to try to give you more information. If it turns out we lose guests, that just happens when news is breaking. Linda's construction time check is 12:57. Any issues with your gutters? One way to go, Andy Lindis. CBS is up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.